Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
California has been devastated with the wildfires that are going on.
It's absolutely horrific and tragic.
And the coverage here in Southern California, we got to give it to our sister station, KNX, that has covered it wall to wall. And I mean, the stories that they're telling us, they're heartbreaking. This weekend, I felt like I almost needed to take a break from all the fire coverage just to escape it. But now that we're back at work, I want to know what's going on. So we decided to call the source themselves. John from KNX, can you kind of give us an update on what's happened with our fires over the weekend?
Saturday morning I came up here. You could see the flames from miles away up in the Sepulveda Pass. The fire was burning in the Mandeville Canyon area, and they were trying to keep it out of Brentwood, out of Encino. They didn't want it crossing the 405 freeway. They certainly didn't want it in the Getty Museum. And so they were just hammering the flames with water drop and water drop and water drop from the air, of course, and the retardant drop, this reddish material coming down to try to extinguish the flames. They made a lot of progress because this morning, the only thing I could see over the same hill is the moon. They say there are no active flame fronts right now. They're trying to put out the hot spots before the wind kicks up, because we're supposed to get a major wind event tomorrow, kind of along the lines of the wind event that we had last Tuesday when this all began.
John, we've been seeing the images, and it looks like a complete tragic horror show. How close have you been to the fires, and what was that experience like for you personally?
Okay, it started on Tuesday. On Wednesday at 4 in the morning, I was up there just above Pacific Palisades in a neighborhood with firefighters. The wind was screaming. It was 70, 80 miles an hour. They were trying to put out fires. Very eerie. Embers flying everywhere. I mean, I was getting showered with embers at times. Homes going up. You know, cars, you could hear the popping as they were dismantled by the flames. And it was just crazy. And then afterwards, I drove through a bunch of the neighborhoods, and there were so many destroyed homes. I know on one long stretch of block were 36 destroyed homes. Ugh. Then I went around the corner and so many more. It just goes on and on.
What is the scene up there, at least or over the weekend? I'm assuming it's the reporters, firefighters. We heard the gas company was up there, Edison. Other than that, does it look like a ghost town?
When I was watching near the Mountain Gate Country Club, you're looking across Mandeville Canyon. That's where the fire was burning on that ridge. And it was just like we had a front row seat. But all the homes and condos right there around us, it was a ghost town. You're right. That's a good way to describe it. There was nobody up there.
With the wind set to pick up again, how concerning is this potentially?
Very concerning, because they're calling it a particularly dangerous situation. That's exactly what they were calling it last Tuesday before the fire ignited and exploded in size. You know, I know in the Camarillo fire, I had a fire captain over in Ventura County tell me, hey, look, when the winds were blowing like that, we didn't even bother trying to save homes. We were too busy trying to save people.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, John, we appreciate you taking in the time. We appreciate the coverage that you and our sister station, KNX, are doing. Stay safe out there, and thank you for giving us all the reliable information that we need.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Let's just hope for the best the next couple of days.